from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Guess who's back today? It's a Thursday. Count them, 2 weeks until football actually matters.
2 weeks from tonight, right?
That's right.
There we go, baby. Let's do this.
2 weeks from tonight, you'll have Chiefs in Baltimore, and then 2 weeks in one day, you'll have Chiefs in Minnesota, Royals in Minnesota, playing for the top spot in the AL Central. Don't look now, but after today, you'll be two games out of first place, I guarantee it.
We'll see what happens with the Cleveland Indians and Yankees at noon today, so you'll know before you get home from work whether or not the Royals are just two games back. I like it.
Cleveland is tanking alert. Well, they're playing a good team, so...
Royals got their schedule coming up, though, baby. This is it. This is the season over these next, 3 weeks? Is that what we're saying? 20 games or something like that? 14 games in 15 days or 15 games in 14 days or whatever it was that Q said?
45, got 2 weeks in the back.
2 weeks. Let's go.
Bob Fesco.
That's right. Let's go. You got 2 weeks to do this now. It's prove it time for the Royals, right? You beat up on the Sisters of the Poor, the East Toenail States of the world. You took care of business. You did what you needed to do. You knocked down Anaheim, took 2 out of 3 from them, get the day off today, and now the pressure heats up. The real teams start rolling into town. The Phillies, Cleveland, Houston, Minnesota, Yankees. You got all these teams coming up on the schedule. This is going to be an exciting 3 weeks of Royals baseball. Probably the most exciting 3 weeks of Royals baseball in the regular season, gosh, that we've seen in quite some time, because in 2015, they pretty much had this thing locked down, right? 2014, they were competing at the end there for a wild card spot. I remember that late in September towards the end of the season, finally clinched that playoff spot, and that was exciting in 2014. But these next 3 weeks, man, strap in, because you got yourself a wild ride going on when it comes to the Kansas City Royals and their opponents and whatnot. And if they do damage now, then hey, they're a legit contender, folks. Legit contender.
August 23rd until September 16th.
Okay. Wow.
That is
it's a long stretch.
That is, well,
that's almost a month. My God,
that's your August 23rd. So tomorrow night, all the way up until Sunday, September 15th, and it goes as following.
Right. September 15th, would that be the Chiefs' third game or second game of the season? 2 games of the season. So in
that time,
the Chiefs would already have beaten Baltimore and Cincinnati and have like a huge lead in the AFC overall as well, too. So yep. I like that.
I put that in the little notes down there. I said by the time the Chiefs play Cincinnati, the Royals could be at the top of the American League, like the top.
Top, yeah.
Top men. Or out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, it's one or the other. Yeah, it's one or the other right now. Yeah.
So the Riptide, as Vern has called it, we've been reminding you that all the time. Vern gets the day off today. I'm sure he loves that before he has his run at the season. But you get Philly for 3, Cleveland for 4, Houston for 4, Cleveland for 3, Minnesota for 3, Yankees for 3, and then at Pittsburgh. For 3, that's when it goes to the Sunday, the 15th of September. So, again, gear up time is basically all it is. Time for the boys in blue to show you and show everybody in Major League Baseball why they're one of the only teams out of the 10 that have 70 wins in all of baseball. There are 5 in the AL, there are 5 in the NL, and the Royals are one of those 5 in the AL, one of those 10 in baseball. 2.5 out of first place. You're 3 games out of the overall number one record in the American League. We, I believe, are rooting for the Yankees to win today. They win today.
I think you always root against your division, right?
Yeah. And then plus you're playing the Yankees, so you can gain those games later on. But catch your division first. You win today, you're 2 games out. Minnesota's two games out. You've gone 7-3 in your last 10.
Mm-hmm.
You've done exactly what you're supposed to do. And now you get Philly, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Yankees. Your lineup is strong, mm-hmm. right? Last night, Cueto didn't do exactly what I thought he'd do.
No, he was good last night. Yeah.
Props to the crowd for being respectful. Yeah. Give him a standing ovation. The lineup is strong. You've got your pieces. Vinny Pasquantino, Bobby Witt Jr., and Salvador Perez in the middle of your lineup. And then it's random guy next who fills out. Last night it was Melendez hit the home run off the foul pole. Always love foul pole home runs. I don't know why.
They're cool. It's hard to do, right?
Yeah,
you couldn't do it if you tried.
Right. And then, Bob, you're right. You have your closer.
Yeah.
Airsig came in there last night. They gave him his little introduction with the lights and the cameras and the bells and the whistles. He goes in there, strikes out too. It's not even a worry. Because I'm gonna piggyback on your take that you've had for the last, 2.5 weeks? He's the only guy in the bullpen that I can do this. All right, go ahead. Everybody else, I'm like, oh, boy. Okay, let's see. What is Will Smith going to be tonight? Yeah. Is he going to be gas on the fire, or is he going to be a couple ground balls or a base hit? But again, you've got your closer. Your lineup is sound. You've got your rotation. Lorenzen last night was nail, 7 innings, 4 hits, whatever the strikeout.
Gave you everything you wanted.
Looked
yep.
good. Always does look good. Huge cannons for biceps. But anyways, everything is ready. You set yourself up. And the analogy that I can best give this, Bob, is you're going on a trip. Your car's packed. You've double-checked your luggage. The car's full of gas. Everybody knows their position in the van. Now all you got to do is start the car and avoid the potholes, stay in the middle lane. You don't have to speed. You don't have to go too slow. Just cruise control, 70 miles an hour. You're not going to win every game. You're not going to win every series, but just stay in your lane and keep going towards this playoff push.
Well, and it's not even a playoff push anymore. It is the postseason now. Once this game gets started on Friday night, that's officially the postseason for the Kansas City Royals, because if you don't win these games, you're not going to get into the postseason. And I think that's kind of the way that you need to approach this thing right now. If you're the organization, the playoffs begin on August 23rd, and you have to go out there and you have to win series. You have to take care of business. You have to show the rest of Major League Baseball that you are a playoff team. And this is really where it's going to be determined. And if they go out there and win games and win series and beat the Phillies and beat the Yankees and beat Houston and beat Cleveland and beat Minnesota and beat Cleveland and all these teams that are on the schedule that are coming up, then nobody can look around and go, well, the Royals made hay by beating up on the White Sox or beating up on the Tigers. This is now not only a playoff situation for the Royals beginning on Friday, but it's also a show everybody that's kind of been doubting you that you do belong in Major League Baseball's postseason and go out there and take care of business against these good teams. But it's going to be tough because when playoff baseball is so much different than regular season baseball, there's really no room for error at all. And that's what I'm interested to see if Q's going to start managing and they're going to start approaching these things like they truly are playoff games. You let your starter potentially go a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. You whittle down that bullpen to the one guy that you can rely on at this point in time. Offensively, runs are going to be a premium because you're facing good starting pitching. So there may be a little more advancing of the runner and bunting and playing for one run and that kind of stuff. Like, this is really postseason baseball at its finest starting in August. And look, that's what we wanted. You know, we've asked for a good baseball team. We've asked for a team to be competitive. We've got this team that is going to be competitive, and they're playing meaningful games in August against meaningful teams, because all of these teams are potential teams you could see in the postseason. Philly, Kansas City in the World Series, Cleveland and Kansas City in the playoffs, Houston and Kansas City, Minnesota and Kansas City, New York and Kansas City. Like, all these teams could be playoff matchups. So not only are you playing against good teams, you're playing against teams you may see in October, and you're going to get a good bar for how you match up with these teams. Houston, have they lost in like 3 weeks yet? Are they still rolling? Like, I don't know what's going on down there with that team, but all of a sudden they're hotter than bacon grease, and they're just going out there and slaying the competition. The Yankees last night absolutely walloping Cleveland, and I think you're right. I think Cleveland's in a little bit of a tailspin right now, and it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to pull out of it, how their alleged manager of the year year. Stephen Vogt handles things. I think that's a big thing right now for me. Like, everybody's talked about Stephen Vogt being manager of the year. Your team is kind of in a tailspin right now. Good managers find ways to get your teams out of those tailspins, and we'll see what he can do. They win today, though. Then they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, and you're going, oh my God, maybe Cleveland is back. So it's the living and dying with every single pitch and every single moment, and that's what playoff baseball is all about. And if you're not ready for it, get ready for it, because playoff baseball begins tomorrow in Kansas City.
Not to be that guy, but Houston has lost 2 out of their last 2 games.
They have lost 2 of their last 2.
They lost 2 out of 3.
They lost 2 in a row.
And the only reason I know that is because they played the Boston Red Sox, and they're watching the games.
Watching the standing.
And they've lost 2 out of their last 3. That's the only reason I know that. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Thank you. But they're playing. I mean, I think they won like 9 of 10 or 9 in a row or something like that.
And to be fair, they play the White Sox in a series of 3. So that's just basically, you just show up and you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it. The White Sox actually beat the Giants last night, I saw. How about that? I didn't know the Giants were that bad.
That means the Royals get a couple wins there because they finish off their season against the Giants and the Braves. Michael Lorenzen joined our wonderful guy, Josh Verner. This is what he had to say about if the guys have what it takes for players to win.
I've been thinking about this a little bit, to be honest, because I've been just absolutely impressed by the guys in here. And every time we show up, and I just see the results that we get, and I've really been thinking about it. And, I would just say this team winning is a skill. And this team has that skill. They do things that are really good, whether it's on offense, defense, or pitching. And it just always seems to be like they get the hit. We get the hits when you need them. And like I said, that's just a skill. They get fired up for each other. It's another thing that you see on really good teams is guys that are happy for other guys' successes. You know, we're all pulling for one another. We all want to win. No one is too cool for anyone on this team. I just think, and especially when you have two guys like Bobby and Salvi, it's just like the perfect combination of youth, of experience, of energy. It's just quality. And like I said, I've been absolutely impressed since I've been here.
That guy's been here for 2 weeks, and he's already wrapped in and drank the Kool-Aid of the positivity in that clubhouse. And the most important thing he says is the end. You've got the young phenom and Bobby Witt Jr., you got the veteran captain in Salvador Perez, and everybody notices it, and everybody just sits back and says, let's go do this damn thing.
Well, and it's interesting coming from him as well, a guy who hasn't been here all season long, so the perspective is different. You know, like it's like when your parents tell you to do something, you roll your eyes, but the stranger on the street tells you something, you're like, oh, okay, I better listen. This guy may know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. But that's where it is with Lorenzen. He came over from, you know, Texas and came into this clubhouse and didn't know these guys, didn't know anything about them, watched them from afar, thought, okay, decent enough baseball team, and now he's here and he's going, wow, I can't believe, like, this team is ready to roll. This is a legit operation. It's almost like Raul Ibanez is coming in and telling everybody, hey, you guys are good enough, right? Just go out there and win. Just go out there and play good baseball. People fear you. People respect you. People know that you're a good baseball team. And sometimes you do need to hear that from somebody else other than mom and dad, or other than from Q or JJ, or just us in general, right? Like, you hear it from somebody else. It takes a big new meaning for those guys inside the clubhouse. So guys, enjoy your off day, because tomorrow the real season begins, and everybody's going to be paying attention and excited about what the Royals do over the next 3 weeks.
Right, and we have 2 more weeks until the Chiefs start real football. Tonight there are 2 games. The Chiefs play, and so do the Cincinnati Bengals, but I forget who they play, but I know they play tonight.
The Bengals play tonight?
Yeah, there's 2 games.
Oh, all right, cool.
See, you might watch football after all there, Bob. Baseball coverage on 96.5 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Ask away.
As I get older, I start to realize, like, what's in it for me, right? With the Chiefs playing tonight in their 3rd preseason game, you can answer on the text line, okay?
Okay.
What's in it for me? Like, if I watch that game, what am I getting out of it? What's in it for me?
I don't know. You might get to see, you might get to see Mr. Steele bring his alligator to the sidelines.
If there's an alligator on the sidelines, I'm in.
But you'll miss it if you don't tune in.
I'll catch a highlight on the Twitter.
Right.
But like, what's in it for me? What's in it for the fan tonight?
Chicago at Kansas City. That's a 720.
Did Caleb Williams even make the trip?
Nice. Yeah, of course he did. Painting his nails red and yellow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.